Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to You Land Alive. Thank you for joining me today on this beautiful Sunday we've never lived in before, bless the Lord. I'm glad that you could come and spend some time with me, just encouraging one another in the Lord. And I'm also glad that we've got this day, bless the Lord, that was never promised to us. But as a gift, we get this opportunity to live out loud for Christ on this wonderful Sunday in January of 2015. Well, I want to say a Happy New Year to you. This is our first airing of 2015, and I'm glad that you've come alongside me in this journey in the faith to be encouraged in the Lord and in His Word. Amen. And I'm praying that this year would prove to be a big blessing for you, a turning point, a place of transformation in your own life, and you will begin to experience exactly what Christ died for you to have. That's my heart's desire, amen, and that's my heart's cry for the body of Christ as well as for myself. Amen. You know, as believers, we are living to live again. We're living to live again. And as a result of that, we're not living any old kind of way, but we're living by Christ's word, his defined actions, his confinements, so that when we have lived this life, we can say, you know, hear from the Lord as he says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." That's what I'm living for. How about yourself? Amen. Well, you know, today is testimony time. We've talked about this a little bit. I know we were supposed to air I guess it was last week, but had a little bit of a family situation, and I had to escort a family member. Everything's fine, bless the Lord, but I just wanted to make sure that the support was there for the family member, and so we had to postpone the show. You know, one of the things that God calls us to do is to be there for our families, amen? And so when they need our help, we need to step up to the plate and make sure that we're being a blessing to them as well. So this is what we had to do. Family is first, amen? That's one of the calls of the believer, not to neglect the household. So we have done that, bless the Lord, and we've gotten through that particular issue. So with that being said, once again, welcome. And, you know, whenever we do the testimony time, we always try and verse it from the Word. And so I have a scripture. As a matter of fact, we use the same scripture before, and I think it's so pertinent that we can't get away from it. It is Revelation chapter 12, I believe it's verse 11. And I want to read that a little bit so we have some understanding of why the testimony, why the sharing is so important. Scripture says in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they love not their lives unto the death." Now, that is a rich word in itself, but let's look at that a little bit closer. I want us to look at these powerful words that this scripture is comprised of. So when it says they overcome, what exactly does this mean when it says they overcome? That word overcome, there in its Greek, in the New Testament, when we're referring to particular words, they're usually in Greek. And so when we look up the word in its original language, we find that that word means to conquer. So when we're talking overcoming, we're talking conquering. Amen? And it's pronounced nikeo, nikeo. This word conquer has a very specific meaning that encourages my heart so deeply. And this is why I love to study the Word of God, because you get an inkling into his thinking process. And that just makes me so happy to know that I can know the mind of God according to his Word. So this word nikeo, it means to conquer. It means to carry off the victory, to come off victorious in Christ. It reminds me of the Olympics when I hear this word carry off to victory. You know, when in the Olympics they're carrying the torch in there, and they're running, I get encouraged by that because we see that they're running with that torch, and it represents the victory, the overcoming. Amen. It also is defined specifically concerning Christ and his followers. So we're narrowing it down now to understand exactly what the Lord is saying here. Okay? It says further, of Christ, it means victorious over all his foes. That's pretty deep. So we're talking about overcoming, and we're understanding that overcoming means to conquer, and of Christ, victorious over all his foes. So this means that Christ has overcome every foe, everyone who would oppose him. That's the overcoming that we're defining here. And then further, it delineates of Christians that would hold fast their faith even unto the death against the power of their foes and temptations and persecutions. Okay, we're bringing this thing home. So when it pertains to us as believers, us Christians, that it means that we are able to hold fast our faith even unto death against the power of our enemies, whoever our foes, whoever our enemies are. Amen. And it goes on to also point out that we not only overcome our enemy per se, but we also overcome temptations. Those temptations, those things that come into our world to tempt us away, to lure us away from Christ's way, to lure us away from the righteousness that we have in Christ Jesus. Okay? And so this is Rich. I'm hoping you're seeing this. I want to encourage you a little bit before we get into our testimonies. Bless the Lord. I'm praying that you will call in and share what the Lord is doing in your own life and what he is showing you and what he's done. It doesn't have to be anything colossal, but I'm telling you, if the Lord has done anything, we need to share it amongst ourselves so that we can be encouraged in the faith. So we find that Christians have the opportunity through this overcoming to hold fast their faith, even unto death, against the power of their foes and against temptations. And it goes on to say, and persecutions. Okay. All right. So we understand that Christ has overcome every enemy, all his foes, every enemy that could ever come against him, no matter what form it would come in. So Christ is the ultimate victor. He's the ultimate overcomer. He's the ultimate conqueror. And then we find a subcategory of this conquering is relegated to Christians, where they are holding fast to their faith even to the death against the power of foes, all the enemies, Satan himself, and anyone who would agree with Satan. Amen? And then also temptations, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, those things in the world that would lure us away from our connectedness, our commitment to the Lord. So these are the things that we are dealing with from day to day in order for us to be tried in the word and be able to stand in the things of God. We're coming against temptations. We're coming against the enemy of our soul, Satan. And also we're coming against persecutions. You know, how many times have you been persecuted because of your faith? You know, ostracized or called out or laughed at, you know. These are the things that God is saying that I've given you power by the blood of the Lamb to overcome. Oh, bless God. That is rich. So I understand as a result of this that I am not stuck in a place where I can't get deliverance, where I can't be heard, where I can't come out of depression and I can't come out of anxiety and stresses, where I can't come out of a particular set of bondages or even sins, where I might be stuck in a particular act or sin. Christ is making it clear here that he gave us the power by the blood of the Lamb to overcome even in these things. This is rich. So when we believe in Christ, when we trust on Christ, we know that he will empower us by the blood of the Lamb and the word, even the word of our testimonies, to overcome in all these things, to sever the ties in poor relationships that hold us down and keep us from honoring Christ. amen, to lay down the cigarette or whatever it is that might be holding us captive at the time. So, you know, this is the great news that we have as believers, that we are overcomers, more than conquerors, another scripture says, through Christ Jesus, as a result of the word of God, the Lamb, the blood of Lamb, of the Lamb of God, and the word of our testimonies, which I think is really rich. Let's go on and continue to describe and lay out this particular meaning. I wasn't done yet. That's how rich God is. So we've got the fact that we come overcome of Christ, and we also overcome as Christians. And then we also have that overcoming, conquering power when accused or before the law. Now, I thought this was very interesting, that here we're talking about overcoming by the blood of the Lamb, this word nikao or nikao, that explains to us that we have conquering power of Christ and as of Christians, and now as we are accused or before the law. When one is arraigned or goes to law to win the case, maintain one's cause. Oh, that's awesome. That is just awesome. Whether we be going through a struggle in our faith, a battle in our minds or body, whether it be about our eternal victory, whether it be about a legal trial, we've got the victory in Christ Jesus by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. This is rich. This is rich. So if we will believe God and trust him at his word, you know, we can see victory and overcome and be conquerors in all of these things. You know, I find it rich because the word overcome shows up about 24 times in the New Testament, encouraging us that it is possible for us to overcome the issues and pains of life through Christ Jesus. It's possible. Notice now that they didn't overcome by sheer willpower. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus the Christ. Amen? This is where we get our overcoming. I know in today's society we are encouraged to, you know, trust in self and to focus inward and all these kinds of things. And that doesn't always give us victory. You know, we might find a temporal moment where we get a bit of relief, but we don't find lasting change. And, you know, the God we serve gives us a lasting change, amen? He gives us a total overcoming. We can't have complete victory or power over temptations and persecutions without Christ. We can't. He's the only one that can transform us by the renewing of our minds and allow us to be translated from darkness into light. That's what Christ does. He translates us, amen? We can have temporary reprieves or breaks. We can even avoid and run away from issues, but we cannot have the victory that leads to power against the foes of our existence on our own. We need Christ. I'm hoping you're getting this today, family. This is rich. It's really rich. This is why we need Jesus. He is not only our cornerstone, he is our very help in the time of trouble. He is our hiding place, our shelter, our protector, and our loving friend and father. This is the God that we serve. Amen? This is the God we serve. So I'm praying today that you will call in. Call in and share your testimony. Bless the Lord. The lines are open. Our guest call-in number is 347-934-0479. Again, our guest call-in line is 347-934-0479. Call in. Encourage the body of Christ with your testimony. Where are you overcoming? Where have you seen the hand of God move in your own life? Share with us today. We want to hear from you. Bless the Lord. We want to hear from you. 347-934-0479. Bless God. So, you know, I'm going to keep on encouraging you. Bless the Lord. I'm hoping that someone will call in and share with us what God is doing. But let's get into this scripture a little bit more. This verse goes on, because we can't leave the other piece out, about the word of our testimony. If this further says that they overcome by the word of our testimony. The definition of word in the Greek is logos. This word logos, it means speech. Okay? And so We want to be sure that we're understanding what the word means. Amen. Let's look at this. Overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies. So this word logos means a word uttered by a living voice, embodies a concept or idea. It also means what someone has said. Okay. So we're talking about something, a word that's uttered by a living voice that embodies concepts and ideas. It also means what somebody has said. Okay. So here are some more of this particular definition. It says a word, the sayings of God, his decrees, his mandates and order. This is good. Of the moral precept given by God. Old Testament prophecy given by the prophets. What is declared, a thought, a declaration, aphorism, saying, a dictum. This is getting me excited. I pray you're getting excited by this. I'm getting excited by this because when it tells us that we overcome by the word of our testimony, it's saying that as we utter and speak God's sayings, even in the Old Testament, as we speak his decrees, his mandates, and moral precepts, as we declare God's dictums and his weighty sayings, we gain victory. That's it. I was excited by that because, you know, sometimes people think, well, why do I have to verbalize? Why do I have to share? Well, because as you do this, it further solidifies your victory. You know, when we're in trouble, let's say financially, and we don't have what we would consider the supplies we need, the monetary funds that we need to be able to pay a bill. Well, when we begin to trust God and say, you know, Lord, I've done this piece, I've worked hard, I've done what I need to do, but this bill, I just don't have the money for it. The decree today, according to your word, your dictum, the things that you have said, the declarations you have made, that no weapon formed against me will prosper in my finances. You're talking about the word of God. You also say, my God, according to Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in Christ Jesus. We declare what God has said in reference to these particular issues, and we can begin to see the victory, amen? And this is what it's referring to here when we decree and declare what God has said about a particular situation or circumstances, we can begin to realize victory. We're actually in that process shutting down or denying the enemy the stronghold, the foothold that he has had in that particular area of our lives, amen? And this is where that scripture came from. I began to quote earlier in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against me will prosper. Every tongue that rises against me shall be condemned. Amen. These scriptures are not just there for reading as a book. They are there to encourage the heart of every believer and help us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Amen. So this is what we want to do. We want to make sure that we're hearing God's heart. I mean, I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up, folks. This is too brilliant. It's way too rich. This is good. Scripture tells us that we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. Family, when we get the word of God and agree with it and share it with others, we gain more victory. We gain more confidence. We gain more hope. Body of Christ, we win. That's awesome. We win. Bless the Lord. Today we want to give you the opportunity to not only win, but to help somebody else to win. What good is winning when you're in the winner's circle all by yourself? Amen? We want to put practice the word of God. We want to put it into practice, amen, and share a word of victory, a word of encouragement with someone who needs that hope. You have a hope, and someone needs to be encouraged by it, whatever it is that God has encouraged you in. Sometimes we feel that we have to share what we have to share is not that deep or not spectacular enough. But family, let me tell you that not every area of life that we all get stuck in is very deep. Sometimes it's the simple stuff of life, amen. And most of the time, we need a simple word of encouragement to be strengthened along the way. So call in. I see we have a caller. Bless the Lord, and that's a blessing. And I'm encouraging you as well. Call in and bless somebody with your own hope. And even if you're struggling, call in, and we will be glad to pray with you and encourage you today. Our call-in number is 347-934-0479. Call-in number is 347-934-0479. Praise the Lord. Let's take our caller here. Bless God. Praise the Lord, and welcome to Your Land Alive.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Davis.
Aha, Brother Davis. Well, well, well. Glad you called in. Bless the Lord. Family, body of Christ, you land alive. Followers here, this is Pastor Thomas Davis, and I'm throwing him under the bus because I've been trying to get him on the radio program for some time.
Brother Davis.
Okay, well, bless the God. I'm glad he's with us today. I'm glad you called us. Is there a particular thing you want to share before I continue to throw you under the bus here? Or should I just go ahead and throw you under the bus first and then let everybody know? Well, I think I'll just go ahead and throw you under the bus. Pastor Davis is a longtime believer and a friend, and body of Christ, this is also my other half, as you would say. It's my wonderful husband. I'm glad he got a chance to pull away from his own busy work and join us today in sharing our testimony. He's an evangelist, and he's also a pastor of Berean Bible Community Fellowship, and I'm glad he's here to share with us. So I don't want to overtalk it. You got something you want to share with us?
Well, you know, I would say this, that I'm hearing it's like a delay. So we may, if we step on each other, that's why it's like a delay.
Okay.
About a time, like okay. A half a second delay. But anyway, as you know, recently I just received surgery.
Yes.
Trying to stay buff and trying to look good for you and lose my weight and
yeah,
stay in shape. End up fracturing my ear, so you know, just recuperating from surgery. So actually, Berean, the Yolanda Live posse out there, prayer warriors that you have out there to keep me up in their prayers, and you know, and just kind of just believe in God for divine healing, basically.
Amen.
So.
Bless the Lord for that. Bless God. Well, we'll be glad to hold you up in prayer. Amen. I covered your prayers both for this wonderful brother and husband. I'm glad he finally got on the show. We have been on this show, what, 3-4 years now? And I've been trying to get his schedule to line up with my schedule so that he could come in and encourage the body of Christ a little bit. And I'm glad we got him for even this amount of time. Amen. So today, Pastor Thomas, what would you want to share with us in reference to just encouraging the body of Christ? We were talking about Revelations 12:11, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And we were just expounding on what some of that meant for the body of Christ. What would you share with us? What has the Lord been doing in your own life that you would want to encourage the people of God with? Because, you know, they're going through all kinds of stuff, especially in the winter where we're looking at depression and seasonal affective disorders and all kinds of things, anxiety. It can be tough. What would you encourage the body of Christ with today?
Well, I would say that, you know, as you said, we were trying to make arrangements for our schedule, and it seems like I'm able to do so. I can't move. So I'm here in bed and, you know, feet elevated and injured. But I would say this is that for the for those who are listening, I think that in these days we're up against spiritual blindness. It's a spiritual darkness that's covering the earth. And I'm sure everyone would notice, and whether in politics or whether in news, throughout the news and politics or even in their own lives and their own affairs, they see those who are spiritually minded. They see that the good is being rewarded for bad and bad for good. And through our laws and through the issues on the planet. And I think that what the Lord was showing me was pretty much is that there's a spiritual blindness happening, taking place, and we have to press through the darkness, through that darkness, because it's going to get even darker. And but at the same time, it's an opportunity for the saints to let their light shine in the midst of the darkness. So I think that that when we pray, that we pray that God will, lift the darkness and reveal to us, you know, what he would have us to do in these last days. But when you mention about the testimonies, they overcame by the word, their testimonies, truly is that we overcome. When we begin to focus on our testimonies, as I have done in my life, looked at the things that God has delivered me from, it makes the things I'm faced with in the present smaller. I'm sure you can understand that.
Wow. Wow. Amen. So. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm appreciating that word. That's a rich word. Pastor Thomas, we have another caller, and I want to get to that other caller, but I want you to stay on the line. Is that okay? I'm going to hold you hostage because it's been so long.
Yeah, I'm not
to wait
going
so
nowhere.
Years.
Sister,
I'm not letting
going
you go.
Nowhere.
So we're going to take the other caller, and I'll get right back to you. Amen? Bless the Lord.
Okay.
Bless the Lord. Welcome to your land alive. Hello? Hello, welcome to your land alive. Hello? Hello? Praise the Lord. Welcome to your land alive. Okay. Oh, we're going to put them on hold. Maybe they don't. Maybe they've been holding and forgot to click in. But in the meantime, Brother Thomas and I will continue to talk. And I guess caller, I know there's a caller there. Looks like they might be from Jersey. I'm not sure. But we'd be glad to hear from you. We will click back over to you in a minute. Pastor Thomas?
Yeah, I'm here, Yes,
we have another caller. I couldn't get through for the moment. I'll give him another minute. But as you were saying, if you wanted to pick up what you were saying.
That I found that when I focus on, my situation, if I'm going through something currently, the fact of, let's say, with my injury here, when I reflect back as to how many times the Lord has delivered me out of this crisis and that crisis, and even crisis what I created myself, seeing how His love and His blessings and His favor and His love towards me has delivered me and helped me to overcome. It makes this right here seems, like this is kid's play. In fact, my injury here is more of an annoyance to me as opposed to, even though I'm suffering pain and, just took some medication, things like that. It's more like getting in the way, an aggravation, because I can't move, and do the things that I want to do, for the ministry that I would like to. So, I think that that's, to me, that's a good thing, that your illness becomes more of annoyance in the sense of like, it's not like a burden or like, oh God, when, but it's like, past this, and kind of move on, so it's not like it was when I didn't have Christ, when it was like, oh my God,
I hear you.
So
I like what you said in reference to, when you're overcoming, how it is that, when you're overcoming that thing, this is what I'm hearing when you're overcoming that thing, you build up your faith so that the next thing becomes light, so it's more of an annoyance because your faith is built up to where it's not taking you out. I like that. We're getting low on time, Pastor.
Exactly.
Please hold on. I'm gonna try and get this other caller in again. I'm gonna try one more time. Caller, hopefully if you hear me, you can respond. I'm gonna pick up the call again. Hold on, Pastor Davis. Hello,
good morning.
Welcome to Yolanda Live.
Good
morning.
Yes, good morning. Yes, good morning, Pastor Yolanda. How are you?
Wait a minute, I know this voice. It sounds like Sister Harris.
Yes, it is.
Bless the Lord. I'm sorry I couldn't get you before. I tried to bring you in, but I don't think maybe you heard me.
Okay.
I was getting low on time.
I was trying to get the system correct. I did not press my cue button, so I apologize for that.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Well, what would you like to share with the body of Christ and encourage them? We got about 4 to 6 seconds left. I'm hoping we can get it in there.
Okay. Well, very quickly, yes. Last year was a very trying year. However, I was blessed as well. I lost my mother, but I gained a son-in-law. Mm. I gained a beautiful, healthy grandchild. And, everyone's life has its ups and downs. And this year, my husband and I, we started out, we've been fasting, we've been praying. And, everything that God takes us through builds us for the next thing that He has in preparation for us. And I'm looking forward to the women's retreat. I'm looking for being strengthened. And I just thank God for the faith and the foundation that my mom laid in me, because when you build a foundation on God, it only gets stronger. You know, you think you're sinking, but roots always start at the bottom. They always grow underground before they start to flourish. So even think that you are not able to withstand, those roots that are buried deep down in Christ will hold you up and keep that strength for you when that wind starts to blow, when you start to waver. You'll always bounce back to stand in when you have that faith and that foundation.
Bless the Lord. I mean, girl, you just preached. You should have got here at the top of the service. I tell you what, that is lit because you. Oh Lord, girl, that was awesome. And I see we're not cut off, so bless the Lord, we're gonna go with this. You know, you said a lot. Last year we did. We lost a gem in the faith, sister and mother and a blessed grandmother. Joyce James was a blessing to us, and you know she was my mom too. Having lost my mother so young. Her faith, her resiliency in the faith helped us to know what it looks like to trust God, you know. And so obviously it was a big void for us to have her leave. But even in all of that, I heard you say, you know, on the flip side, she did her job in my life. And not only that, I received many other blessings even in the midst of that great storm. You know, where you've gotten more family and you've gotten more blessings from God, and he's teaching you how to stand, having done all to stand. I believe that is absolutely rich. And that's what we're talking about today. You know, the word of faith, when we share these things with one another, it helps us to get that fortitude to just stand a little longer, you know. And this is why we have to fellowship on a regular basis, so that we can continue to stand. So I'm encouraged by that. Is there anything else you want to share real quickly with the body of Christ?
I think that's it. I'm not sure what part was cut off, but, you know, I mentioned that rooting and that foundation that we all need, and how it's so important, especially with today's society and all that's going on, that we build that in our children, and we instill that in our children. And like the old folks used to say, you don't just send your children to church, but you take them to church, because we are the church. So then when those children in turn go to school and go out into society, that light of God will shine through them and through us. It has to shine through us first in order to shine through them. But, you know, we must make sure these children are equipped, because the evils of this world are just I'm at a loss to even describe it. But, you know, we have
overwhelming.
To prepare.
Overwhelming.
So we have to, you know, if I can just get a word out there to the people, to the listeners, you know, we have to instill in our children. We have to give them a foundation. We have to give them what they need to be equipped to deal with the devil and his devices out in society, so they can stand strong, because society will have us all believe, you know, even as adults, that new norm is the norm. And I'm going to differ. You know, society, you know, and I won't get specific, but, you know, the Bible is pretty specific in what the rules are. And society will easily have you believe, with media and everything that we're bombarded with, that this is not the norm. Oh, this is okay. You know, society says it's okay, but my God said that this is not okay. And these children know this. So.
Amen. Yes. Well, I'm so glad you called in, my dear sister Harris. She is a blessing. Sonia Harris from Scotch Plains, New Jersey. I thank you for calling across the border. You have blessed my soul. And I pray you bless somebody else's soul. Amen. Well, continue to listen. We're going to close out with Pastor David praying over us. And I tell you what, you know how many years it's been, girl? We've been trying to get this guy on the line. It took for him to have foot surgery last week, for him to get on the line. Isn't it something?
Amen.
So Lord God,
we were able to hear him, yes.
So he's going to close us out in prayer. And I thank you again, and I just send out blessings to you and your family for you being such a faithful warrior. I tell you what, you have been there through thick and thin, and thank God for you. You know, we need that, folks of God. We need that to be able to endure in the faith. other believers will come alongside us and help us. And Sonia is that kind of a blessing. Amen. So thank you.
Thank
so much,
you. You and your show as well, Yolanda. Be blessed.
You too. Amen. Bless the Lord. My heart is happy. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Pastor Thomas, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here enjoying the service here. You guys could have taken a point on for another hour.
What? Listen, girlfriend, and she's still here, bless God. Girlfriend, I put this all together. She called all the way from New Jersey to preach to us, and we needed to hear that, amen?
Yeah.
What a blessing. Yeah. She mentioned so much, though. I mean, there was a lot there she brought up in reference to just how we have to endure in these last days and not accept societal messages as to how we ought to live, but to live by the confines of God's word. And we have about like 2 to 3 minutes tops. Thomas, can you pray about these things that she brought up and pray over the listeners to strengthen them for these last and evil days, just to stand, having done all the stand. You know, we need that during this time. And we just will close out with that prayer. Amen. So let's
Amen.
All agree with
okay,
that.
Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this time of fellowship, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, and thank you for the listeners and those who've called and those who have been listening. Lord, we just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you may move in their lives, Lord, and bless their families and their households, oh God, and Lord, and all those different areas that our sister covers, Sister Harris covered and stated, Lord. We just pray, Father, Lord, you just begin to lift the darkness, the spiritual darkness is
yes.
upon your people,
yes.
Lord, in this world, oh God, Lord, and that the people of God, Lord, begin to shine their lights in the midst of the darkness and be able to overcome the wicked one in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we, Father, we just thank you, Lord, and we just pray, Father, that many more, Lord, that the word get out, Lord, that Lord, that you're real and you're alive and you're moving and you're healing and you're blessing souls, Lord, mm-hmm. in this life, oh God. And we just thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see another year. Lord, you protected
yes,
us and
Lord.
Kept us through 2014. And we're just looking for better things in 2015. Lord, you might move mm-hmm. mightily with the power of God moving in all our lives in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, oh God. And now, Father, mm-hmm. we just ask, Lord, you might be with everyone. Bless everyone that's hearing today, Lord. And, Lord, we just pray, Father, just move by your spirit, Lord, with signs and wonders following. In Jesus' name
yes.
we pray for your glory. Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Well, guys, I'm excited. I'm thankful and I'm humbled that you guys would take the time to share in the faith. And I sincerely send out blessings to the Harris family because you guys have been a blessing, not just to me, but you're just that kind of people to the body of Christ and to everybody in your circle. I thank you for that. And Pastor Thomas for taking the time out to share with the body of Christ. So you guys be encouraged as well. Be blessed. Thomas, I speak quick healing to your body. And you can get back out there and continue with the gospel, sharing the gospel. He's one of the daring evangelist out here in Pennsylvania who go door to door and share the gospel with folks. And that's a dying gift and talent there. So we thank God for that boldness on him. Yeah, you're right. You know, people thinking like, okay, what are you, a Jehovah's Witness? You know, what is that, the Mormon? But it's a believer, bless God, who's bold enough to do that. So we thank God for that ministry on his life and all of the ministry of helps that Sister Sonia Harris has been over the years. You guys be blessed. Well, on that note, family of God, we're going to sign out. But if you feel like you have a testimony or something you want to share with the body of Christ, don't hesitate to give us a call. Or even, you know, we have our office number. It's 484-626-502. And we also have the website. Check us out at YolandaDavis.com or on our ministry of counseling website. That's hearttoheal.org. That's HearttoHeal.org. We're here for you, and we're more than glad to be a blessing to you and come alongside you and do life. Amen. That's what the Lord has put on us. So on that note, we're going to get out of here, and we're thanking God for you, and we'll be praying for you all week. Please keep praying for us. Bless the Lord.
My father made me a promise when he adopted me.